Assalamu alaikum guys, and welcome to another episode of Smile to Jannah. Before we dig into it, guys, alhamdulillah, we have reached £84,000 for the Pakistani floods aid relief. The aim is to get it to at least 100k. Because it's Pakistan, the people that have been giving for countries like Ukraine, they're saying, oh yeah, how do we know it's going to reach the right place? That's true. I agree with that, but why wasn't that said for Ukraine? But for the people that are genuine in that concern, that's why I only work with a handful of charities. Yeah, and I would suggest that, you know, don't just give to any charity. If you are giving, be specific. Yeah, so one of the charities that I do trust is One Ummah, whom I am working with. Link in the description, guys. Let's do this. We all know feminism is pushed in Hollywood, yeah? There's no surprise there. But in the new Marvel endeavor called She-Hulk, ironic name.
It's so dumb. I can't even exist without being a derivative of the Hulk.
Yeah, so in this new She-Hulk, it's not done, I would say, in a classy way. Like the original Incredible Hulk was angry, he was destructive. I guess he's depicted as an alpha male. In this one, we do see the return of the Incredible Hulk, but he's called the Smart Hulk. And the Smart Hulk is intelligent, but he's weak, he's pathetic. I guess he's depicted as a beta male. So the She-Hulk is seen as stronger at the expense of the Hulk. Well, the feelings conscious Hulk, yeah? But because he's a Smart Hulk, yeah, he's more tune with his feelings, you see.
What, you think you can just say a bunch of mean things like that and then take off?
Yes!
And not to mention he's jealous of her as well.
This is huge, Jen. I think I'm jealous. Is that what I'm feeling?
And he has to sit there and listen to her while she rants about feminism.
I'm great at controlling my anger. I do it all the time. When I'm catcalled in the street, when incompetent men explain my own area of expertise to me, I do it pretty much every day, because if I don't, I will get called emotional or difficult, or might just literally get murdered. So I'm an expert at controlling my anger because I do it infinitely more than you.
Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Hey, baby, we want our girls to grow up to be strong. Yeah, we don't want people like you putting them down. All right, calm down, mate. Yeah, calm down. I'm not saying put anyone down. I'm just saying that there are other ways for you to become a strong woman. And I don't think it should be done at the expense of being a housewife, a mother, or somebody that is modest. And I don't think the metric is male achievement either. But if you want to use this as your role model, no problem. Here's the She-Hulk twerking. Yes, that's right, she's twerking, yeah, which I'm sure you guys know, it's a butt dance, yeah? It's when you bend over and you start shaking your backside. Yeah, and Marvel is not aimed at adults, it's aimed at kids, yeah? Let's face it. So that's your role model. And the one that she's twerking with is a very promiscuous American rapper. Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. The names are becoming more and more absurd. At least it's not more absurd than Machine Gun Kelly. You know, the guy who drinks Megan, the actress's blood. What are we going to have tomorrow? Fridge the Roger. And here we see a clip of her whisking men off their feet. Oh boy, that's really attractive for a man. Yeah. That's definitely something they're looking for. A woman that's bigger and stronger than them, that's going to whisk them off their feet. Marvel has got so many characters. In fact, Marvel and DC, you've got, was it Captain Marvel? You got Miss Marvel, Black Widow, Wonder Woman. What's the need for She-Hulk? And in fact, there was Batwoman. I think that flopped though. They filmed it, they did it, but they shelved it. Yeah, they were like, yeah, it's not. No. And then with She-Hulk, there were certain headlines. I think there was one Yahoo that was saying, look, that flopped. You can't let movies like this flop. So in other words, if you let these flop, it's your fault. So what's the solution for us? Yeah, I'm going to be honest. When we see stuff like this, it should encourage us to, in our local communities, encourage more events for sisters. And number two, encourage practicing YouTubers that our girls can have better role models than She-Hulk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm just going to leave it there, guys. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum.